Tim.
Tim, we're back.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. Now, that you live with Kieran. What a great life you two must have.
No, I don't live with Kieran anymore.
Oh, what happened?
What happened?
I live with my girlfriend. I got a girlfriend now.
We saw that, and she looks lovely, Tim. I've seen the papped photos.
Yeah, you've been together. Yeah, I sit in front of my house.
Oh no, that's no fun. Well, congratulations. We love that you've got your girlfriend and you're living together. How's Kieran going? Because he's very quiet and he's very hard to get hold of. Is he going to do any media?
Oh, look, I think Kieran has been absolutely hung on this season. He's not a bad guy. I think everyone needs to remember that. Look, he's made a few bad decisions and he's acted like a lot of 25-year-old boys would, but not on screen. But yeah, I think he'll come out and speak in his own time. You're not really allowed to speak when the show's going.
Yeah. Right. And Timmy, do you think, like, looking back on it, the way they portrayed you, sometimes you'll stir in the pot, but you're sticking up for Kieran all the time. If you had your time again watching it now and seeing what Kieran's like, would you still act the same way and be as loyal to him as what you were?
I think the beauty of watching it back is you can, like, you can watch and you can learn, and I just saw that sometimes I just had a little bit of tunnel vision with my perspective because I was just so loyal to my mate. I think when you watch it back, you can see it from other people's perspectives.
Yeah, well done. At least you can admit that.
That's great.
Good on you, mate.
Timmy.
Well, Tim, it's tough for us because you and Jamie were the love story that I was invested in, and now without you, both of you on the show, I'm lost. I'm not coping.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's
interesting. Are you done with the batch now, mate? You're not going to go on any other shows?
Nah, no more love shows, hey.
You've heard it here first. We're going to hold you to that, bro.
Yeah, sweet.
Very good. Well, he's a local boy, hailing from St Kilda these days. Bachelor in Paradise. Unfortunately, we won't be seeing Tim for the rest of the series.
Who's Kieran living with? Just quickly, Tim, is he okay? Has he moved in with someone?
Yeah, he lives with just a mate. He's going good.
He's dyed his hair pink. Is that because he left you and he's going through one of those things where he's just like, oh, God, he's reaching out.
Gone full Britney Spears and that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone. I'll say them, leave Kieran alone.
What's happened to your Brit?
Hey?
What's happened to your girl, Brit?
Oh. I don't know. It's filmed like a year ago, hey. I don't know. I think when I got out, my Bachelorette had just finished airing.
Oh.
I was in Paradise when my Bachelorette was airing.
Because
it was only a couple months between filming. And so I got out and I was just like thrown into the deep end with everyone knowing who I was. And it was just like I was trying to deal with that.
So your DMs were going nuts with the girls.
and have a secret relationship long distance. And it was just too much. It sort of gave me anxiety, hey? And I was just like,
he's done it again. Okay. he's done it again. And I'm sorry.
Thanks, Tim.
Two strikes and you're out. Anyway, he's a good bloke. He feels comfortable enough to drop the F-bomb twice in 4 minutes. This is The Fox.